Welcome to Conversations with David Lewis. Today, it's Robert Smigel and Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. Continuing now my interview with Robert Smigel and his creation, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. Robert Smigel is one of the true stars of the comedy world that you don't usually see the face of. You may remember him as one of the Saturday Night Live actors in the skit Da Bears, but more importantly, he's been one of the top writers at Saturday Night Live. He was the head writer at Conan O'Brien, the executive producer, creator, director, writer of TV Funhouse. His cartoons today on Saturday Night Live include the ambiguously gay superheroes and the ex-presidents. But his most famous creation is probably Triumph, the Insult Comic Dog. First, a warning to listeners. Triumph is an insult comic dog, and his language is colorful. Do you ever run out of celebrities to poop on?
Oh, you know, I do get tired of the celebrity jokes. You know, everybody, you know. Like, hey, Triumph, what do you think of Paris Hilton? Yeah, she's a whore. I get it. I mean, honestly, I don't enjoy reading about these people. You know, I don't, or knowing them. I'm like most people. I'll catch up on Paris in the tabloids, you know, when I'm taking a dump on Us magazine, which is a lot, you know. Seriously, I pooped on Paris's face so many times that I don't recognize her without the mustache. But, you know, I don't know who's out there now. Brad and Angelina, you know. I was kind of surprised that Brad went for all that. I mean, she's hot, but the baggage, I mean, Angelina's past. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't even share the same fork with Billy Bob.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, she's interested in saving the world just like you are. I mean, you know, you...
Absolutely. No, I went to Vegas. I did the global warming thing. I mean, I was passionate. I was like many of the celebrities there were very, very inspiring. You know, they made serious sacrifices. Leo DiCaprio was there. He made sure that the private jet he had waiting for him on the rooftop was not idling. He had turned the engine off.
Oh, that's nice.
Didn't waste the energy. You know, and no, it was funny to have a global warming event in Las Vegas. Everybody... only use as much light as you need to. But I was impressed with one thing. We could save so much dependence on foreign oil if we could just tap into Wayne Newton's hair. Wayne didn't actually make the event, though. I was disappointed. Apparently it occurred in the time of the evening when he has his mustache and balls penciled in.
No, this was the event that Larry David was doing?
David was there, yes. And it was in the Celine Dion Theater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was another risk we were all taking. You know, because when you set foot in that theater, there's a very serious chance that you could catch secondhand suck. No, I love listening. Here, I kid Celine. I love listening to Celine Dion's voice. I do.
Uh-huh.
Whenever someone has borrowed all my Jack Klugman albums, I go for Celine next.
Oh,
it was exciting to be in Las Vegas. I saw the Hoover Dam. I haven't seen anything retain water like that since Winona Judd's last period.
Where does this anger come from? Why are you so bitter, Triumph?
You know... all these celebrities get all this attention, you know, and Paris Hilton, she gets to act and be in movies. You know, I guess there's a little bitterness there. Like, there's not a lot of roles for actors my age. And it's hard for me to break in. You know, I'm always up, you know, there's very few roles for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always up reading against the same people, you know. I'm always reading against, in auditions, against Beethoven and Kathleen Turner every
mm-hmm.
time. Dogs don't get a lot of opportunities to be in movies. You know who ruined it? It's Hooch.
Hooch?
Yeah. I mean, the guy can't act at all.
Yeah, but then there's Lassie.
That's why he's guarding a parking lot with Tone Loc right now.
So you're just angry that you're not getting enough jobs?
Well, I work, you know. I mean, and I've got all kinds of great product out. I have a Grammy-nominated CD that nobody's buying. And I have a DVD collection of all my great work on the Conan Show, you know, the Bon Jovi and the Westminster and the Star Wars and the time I met Don Rickles. That was exciting.
Mm-hmm. Does it include your Canadian adventure?
It includes the Canada, I mean, and, you know, it's got, it's a great product, you know. It's got many more laughs than, you know, Air Bud or Snow Dogs. And also it has much more graphic sex than either of those.
I see.
Yeah,
so the
Westminster segment alone. I mean, you know, to see anyone else score with this many dogs, you would have to ride the Motorhead tour bus.
Hmm. Now, so you're obviously sort of jealous of Brad Pitt that, you know, he's you know, with Angelina.
Oh, I told you. I wouldn't share Billy Bob's fort.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
So
who are you hot for, Triumph?
Who am I hot for now?
Hot for.
Oh, hot for. You know, I've always had my eye on Tom Brokaw's shin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, I like porn. I don't need... I can be by myself, you know, and just... I did Rod Gang Bang Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Other than that, I've got all kinds of projects. Right now, I'm carrying your pathetic ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, and, you know, in all seriousness, Triumph, how did your career begin? It's not an average entertainment career.
I come from a musical background, you know, an entertainment background. My father worked in Yiddish theater, you know.
Uh-huh.
He was what they call a tumbler. Did a little bit of everything. He sang, tells jokes, you know, licked people's crotches. You know, he had his talents. And my mama, you know, I don't want to say she's musical. She's an Afghan. She's not musical, but she looked just like Celine Dion.
Yeah, I can see the resemblance.
Yeah, my sister, she's not musical, but she smells like Christina Aguilera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, it was all around me, the bug, the showbiz bug.
Well, Triumph, would it be okay for me to talk to the hand up your back, Mr. Smigel?
I want to tell you something. You know, you keep implying that I'm a puppet. Offensive, frankly. First of all, think of how pathetic that would be to be a 45-year-old middle-aged guy crouching under a podium. And, I mean, who would do that? What middle-aged, self-respecting man would stand under a desk and manipulate the puppet. Except for Dick Cheney.
Uh-huh.
Where'd Triumph go?
Yeah.
Okay, Triumph's back in the Dwayne recess.
In the next section of my interview with Robert Smigel and Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, I will actually get to speak with Robert Smigel.